Welcome once again to Word on the Hills with me, Gwen Sheltimer, my co-host Felicity Signal-Reed, and our guest this week, Natalie Lachance. Each week at this time, we visit with an author, an editor, or a publisher from our region. We hope to find out a little about his or her life and ask them what prompts them to write. We also give them an opportunity to read from their work for us. And this week, we're very pleased to have Natalie Lachance here to make our show with us today. Bonvenue.
Merci.
Natalie Lachance was born and raised in Quebec City. She became a teacher and has taught for over 25 years, mostly in Ontario, in schools in Marmora, Tweed, and Belleville, and several other cities. At present, she's teaching adults at the Canadian Forces Base Family Resource Center in Trenton, children at the Belleville Montessori School, and private clients. Through her Facebook page, J'apprends le français canadien, she has drawn 25,000 members to the group, wanting to improve their French. Only comments in French are allowed on the site, and she prompts these by posting interesting pictures and photographs designed to elicit a response. Natalie is also the author of a novel for intermediate French readers called En Français, Sarah, which she published recently. So, Natalie, please tell us how you came to write En Français, Sarah.
Well, I was tutoring a lot of adults, and many of them were asking me, do you have any suggestions as to what I should read? Do you have any good books or titles of things I should read? And really, for adults who are learning French, all that they can read is kids' books. Mm-hmm. Because there's not much out there for like an intermediate level French for them to read. There's nothing on the market. So I just decided, one of my students said, why don't you write one? And I thought, yeah, maybe I could.
Yeah, and lots of books start that way. Yeah. Somebody says, why don't you write it?
Yeah.
Now, you've been teaching a long time, but you hadn't written a book before this, right?
That's right.
So do you think you'll write another?
A lot of people are asking me, when's the second one? And I've actually written 3 pages of the second book. But I don't know if you know, but publishing a book is very costly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to wait. I'm going to write the second one a little slower, and I'm going to wait till I make a little bit of money with this one.
Right.
And then maybe. We'll see.
Have you approached any publishers for...
I only approached about 2 or 3, and they loved the story. They all told me that they loved the story, but the market for adult learners, intermediate level, I mean, it's not a big market, and so they declined. And I was told by one that since I have so many people in the Facebook group, that maybe I should think about self-publishing it. So I said, all right.
So you took their advice.
I did it,
yeah. could you give us some background to the story itself? Who's the main character and what happens to her?
Okay, so Sarah is a young lady from Belleville. So she's from parents, like her father is francophone and her mom is a francophone. So her dad has always been speaking French to her, but she never bothered answering back. And that's the case of a lot of people in Ontario where they have French and English in the family, but they all go with English and the French kind of... And then, you know, later on they regret not to have taken the chance to practice while they had it. So that's her case. She goes to Ottawa U and she realizes that once she's there that... You know, maybe she should have taken the chance and decides to go to Quebec City, to Laval University, to take a French immersion course. So I talk about all her adventure there and the places that she visits, the food that she tastes that you know, we don't have in Ontario that we do in Quebec, and all the expressions, funny expressions she hears and all sorts of things like that.
Okay, yeah. So that's how you get so much vocabulary.
Exactly.
New vocabulary for learners.
And culture, too.
And culture,
you
right.
You learn a lot about what's going on, what we do differently in Quebec. And yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And, of course, you'd know that firsthand because you come from Quebec
That's
City
right.
yourself.
Right.
So what does a student learn by reading a book like this?
Well, it's mainly to check your comprehension in French. So I wrote it in the present tense. which makes it easier because a lot of adults are complaining. Like, even if you read kids' books, the kids' books are written in the passé simple tense, which makes it difficult. It's not a tense of verb that we use orally. We only use it written. Mm. So people are not familiar with that, first of all. And the vocabulary, I mean, even, the, like I said, the kids' books, they're made for French kids, not kids learning French. Mm. So it's all, like, even if you read Snow White, you're going to find it difficult because the words are not meant for people who are learning.
Yeah.
So you're going to learn new expressions for sure, and you could just practice your comprehension and maybe figure out why is it that even after you've taken so many years of French, you still don't understand what people are saying when they're talking. Yeah, I talk a lot about that in the book too.
Well, because that was an interesting thing you said, that, you know, we usually learn French in its written form, not in its spoken form.
Yes.
Yeah. And so listening to you too, you know, about the intermediate level but for adults, there's a similar thing in English, and Orca, the publisher Orca runs what they call a high-low series.
Right.
Which is exactly this. It's high-level content.
Right.
But at a low-level knowledge of the language.
Yes,
right. So that adults can improve their knowledge of the language without having to read a story about Snow White.
That's right. That's exactly what I wanted to do with this book, is to at least have something interesting to read while not being so difficult, not needing a dictionary as you're reading, because every second word you don't know what's going on. So
yeah. It's almost a pity that they don't do more of these and put them actually in the schools, because, you know, you go through all those years of French at school, and like you say, you come out and you can write a few things, but you can't really speak it.
No, it's the lack of practice, you know, oral exercises and stuff. They shove the verbs to you, you, and then you have to learn them, but you don't really understand why you have to do it, but you learn them. And that's why in my classes on the base, I really give them an opportunity to practice, and then they figure out, oh, this is why we're learning the verb. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, maybe you need to write a couple of books about hockey and romance and all kinds of things. And
well, see, this one is just from the time, like, in May that she goes to Quebec City to when she comes back in August.
Mm-hmm.
So the second book, I wanted to go from September to May to
finish. Do like a school year.
The whole year, and talk about the difference in the way we celebrate Christmas and talk about the carnival in Quebec, and talk about the maple syrup, and talk about, you know, all the stuff that,
Well, perhaps you could read us a short piece.
Sure, from the beginning.
I'm going to have to warn our listeners, of course, this is a book in French, so sit back.
I'll read slowly.
Yeah, yes. But it's intermediate French, so...
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, should
be good.
Should go well. All right. So, you know, it's about Sarah going to Laval University. So this, the beginning of the book is she's still in Belleville, and she's waiting to hear from, she's applying for the course, and she's waiting to hear for an answer.
Great.
All right. Sarah Picard est chez elle à Belleville en Ontario. C'est la fin avril et Sarah vient de terminer sa troisième année à l'Université d'Ottawa. Elle entre dans sa chambre et commence à chercher partout. Où est mon formulaire d'inscription pour l'Université Laval? La date limite est la semaine prochaine, alors je dois l'envoyer aujourd'hui, se dit-elle. Today, répète-t-elle en anglais. Mom, crie-t-elle toute frustrée. Yes, what is it? Lui répond sa mère. En français, maman, dit Sarah. D'habitude, on parle anglais chez Sarah, mais elle veut pratiquer son français. As-tu vu mon formulaire pour l'université? La date limite est la semaine prochaine. Je dois l'envoyer aujourd'hui, mais je ne le trouve pas. Papa l'a probablement rangé en faisant son ménage quotidien. Rrr. Toujours à la dernière minute, à ce que je vois. Tu n'as pas changé du tout depuis que tu as commencé tes études à l'université. Mom, ne commence pas. Sa mère l'aide à chercher partout. Finalement, c'est Madame Picard qui trouve le formulaire à côté de la toilette dans la salle de bain. Sarah prend le formulaire et part en courant dans sa chambre. OK. Premièrement, nom de famille, facile, Picard. Prénom, Sarah. Jusqu'à maintenant, ça va bien. Adresse, pas de problème. Code postal, d'accord. Numéro de téléphone, trop facile. En quelques mots, dites-nous pourquoi vous désirez participer à notre programme d'immersion cet été. Oh! Ça ne sera pas aussi facile que je croyais. Elle décide de téléphoner à sa meilleure amie Jennifer, qui, elle aussi, est de retour à la maison après une longue année d'université. Jennifer a étudié dans le programme d'immersion à l'école primaire et secondaire. Elle pourra sûrement l'aider. Après une courte conversation téléphonique, Jennifer arrive chez Sarah.
Well, thank you for that little snippet.
You're welcome.
We've been talking with Nathalie Lachance, who has written a book en français, Sarah, and we will be returning after this short break.